Gotta love this one. 62-year-old man and a 60-year-old wife left Paris with their 22-year-old daughter for a 27-hour road trip to Morocco. Well, sometime around 4:30 a.m., they pulled into a gas station. Daughter stayed asleep in the back seat. Man fueled up and drove off without his wife. He didn't notice she was gone until 4 hours later.
She's the only other person in the car.
He was 200 miles south of where he left her. At around 8:30, he called the police. Could not remember the name of the gas station or even what city he was in. Luckily, French authorities were able to track her down using her cell phone. She'd been sitting at a gas station for 4 hours, likely contemplating every bad life choice she's ever made. The wife was not hurt, but yes, she was furious.
Physically not hurt.
Yes. Police originally thought the guy may have abandoned her on purpose, but after an investigation, they ruled it an honest, if especially dumb, mistake. Our question, what went wrong? Because you weren't paying attention. 206-803-RIDE.
He's just got to look at her and be like, I'm dumb.
You know that's the worst drive back. Like, oh, my God.
He still hasn't had sex. That happened when? I want to say 2 months ago. I guarantee you. I guarantee you she still won't make love.
Is this the same story where the daughter was in the back
seat?
Yes,
yes.
Hey, why don't we blame the kid?
Yeah, why did the kid say anything? Like, yeah. Hey, Dad, where's
the kid
mom?
The kid was asleep.
Sure, that's what the kid said.
So the kid must have slept through the entire 4 hours.
Mom, I was asleep.
I think it's the dad and the kid were just for 4 hours. Like, what do you think? Should we just keep going?
You want to put it on our radio station now? Right. Cool. All right. We'll go back and get it. Just say we forgot.
Want to stop for a real snack?
Yeah, they probably got dinner, saw the movie they wanted to see. You know, F1's coming out. Hello, Allison. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, Pichola. So, way back in middle school, I went to the locker room to get changed for, PE, walked out to the basketball court and was just standing there talking to a friend when another friend came up and asked me why I didn't have any shorts on and why I was just there in my underwear and t-shirt.
You've got to be kidding me.
I am not kidding. It was awful.
You walked out to gym class in just a t-shirt and underwear?
Yes.
Oh, I feel embarrassed for you now.
Yeah. Yeah,
you were sober.
Yes, and it was junior high school, junior high. I mean, I wasn't fat or anything, but it was still very embarrassing.
I mean, I guess that's a little better because you're only, what, 9, 10?
No,
middle school.
You're 13,
middle
14,
school,
15.
So like,
yeah, you should still feel embarrassed.
Like
my bad.
12.
You're hitting puberty, all that kind of thing. So I'm assuming this is a co-ed gym class?
Yes.
And none of the boys said anything?
No, nobody. Not even the friend I was talking to.
I wouldn't have said anything either.
I get why the boys didn't say anything.
This is awesome.
I wouldn't say anything now. No. I'd be like, Allison's not wearing pants, but I'm not going to bring it up. I mean, look, that I understand the guys, but did the gym teacher happen to notice anything?
The gym teacher wasn't out there yet.
Ah.
Because, we were all just kind of talking, waiting for the gym teacher to show up. But the most embarrassing thing was on the way back up, because then, of course, that's what I was thinking of, is all the boys or whoever was walking behind me as I'm running up back to the locker room, singing. And thank God it was pre-thong, so, at least I had regular.
I would like to think that middle school is pre-thong, but you had your tennis shoes on and the shirt.
Yes.
I don't know. Once you add shoes, it just makes the whole thing weird. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you're kind of Pooh Bear in it.
Yeah.
So, Pooh Bear. I am known to be very spacey. And, my whole life, on all my report cards, everybody, all my teachers are saying, Allison daydreams a lot. And so, yeah.
Oh, well, I used to get that all the time, too.
I'm just spacey. Oh, did you?
I did all the time. Most of the comments were somewhat decent. Should work harder, pay more attention, blah, blah, blah. And very seldom was it anything negative, but definitely daydreamer.
Oh, I got it all the time, too.
You're creative. You're just a creative sort.
Well, and I remember in high school.
Tried explaining that to my parents, and it turns out, while I was correct, they didn't want to hear it in those moments.
And I had a period late in the day, and they sat me next to the window.
Don't do that.
Come on. Right, I'm looking out there at freedom.
Yeah, and they tell you, don't look out the window. I'm like, you install windows in the school.
I walked to school second grade with my pajamas on.
That's better than your underwear, bro.
But they were like, they were matching pajamas, like button up. I can't remember what the
was. It like a onesie or was it two different pieces at least?
It was two different pieces.
Okay, thank God.
But it was like, it was just like a generic baseball design. You know, like, yeah, had a glove, guy at the plate, whatever the deal was. But I got to school, I took my coat off, and I'm like, oh my God. So I put my coat back on because I was just terrified. But I was still in the pants, which were pajama pants for sure. I had shoes and socks on. And the button-up shirt. And I'm just like, this. I don't know what happened.
Did you go all day just in your pajamas, or?
I was a latchkey kid, so there were mornings where my mom had to be at work earlier than not.
Yeah.
So sometimes she was there. Oftentimes she was not. This was a morning where she was not there. So I went downstairs, got my bowl of cereal, did whatever I did, brushed my teeth, combed my hair, put my socks, put my shoes on. Did not even think to change my clothes.
I mean, look, I like the idea that even without mom there, I fed myself. I brush my teeth. I comb all the things you ask your kids.
I did all the things I normally do.
You just didn't put on clothes.
I did not get dressed.
And they get thrills right
so
there. At the end of the day, you got the most important stuff done. You embarrassed yourself.
Right.
Yeah, if I'm a parent, I'm like, look, this, I know you got to deal with this, but you did all the right things. You just forgot to get dressed.
Mm-hmm. So here's a question. Like, Allison, we're all adults here in a gym. I mean, some women wear some skimpy outfits as it is.
Yes, they do.
A woman walks in, you're pretty sure she's just wearing underwear. Did you say anything?
Nope.
No. I don't. No. Ted, there's a woman at the gym. Oh, God. She wears these tights. And I'm telling you, you can see nipple. You can see they're kind of blackish gray.
You can look at them and say you're pregnant.
I'm telling you, you can look through them. I mean, you can look through them. And this is not a bad thing. it's one of those things where it's like a double take. Like, am I really seeing what I'm seeing through her outfit? I cannot stare. I'm not going to look up. But when she walked by me, I looked up and went, I can see through her stuff.
But I mean, that's kind of the thing now. There was a chick on the light rail.
I don't know.
Yesterday, she was not necessarily my type, but she was braless, which is fine. And she's wearing a pink top, but I could see directly through it because I remember I had opinions over nipples because I could see them clear as day. We were at a department store within the last few weeks, and my son was loving it. I was loving it. But I even looked at my wife and I said, at what point is what you're wearing illegal? And keep in mind, this is just the fashion of the day now.
It's kind of stuff like that looks 80, like what Kanye's West wear, his wife wears.
Oh, so
Bianca's the same color? Sorry. Like it's kind of a blackish gray?
Yeah. But like every chick, I mean, their ass is hanging out. And I said, to be honest with you, if they weren't wearing the shorts, it wouldn't be any more revealing than what they're wearing anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. So I'm just like, there's just butt cheeks. And look, some are better than others, for God's sakes. But nevertheless, like everywhere I looked, and it's not like it was this one woman. It was probably 90% of the women in there under a certain age anyway. Like, their ass is just hanging out. So at this point, why even waste the money on shorts? Just walk out in your underwear. You're fine. I'm seeing exactly as much as I would see.
It's amazing.
It was great. But I mean,
So I was going to say, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
And everything.
Like, and my son never says anything, but I'm like, I know he's looking at what I'm looking. Because there was this ass everywhere we looked.
I could almost see how she
grooms.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the darker shadow part.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute.
I can see it all.
Wow.
Well, it's a thin line, too. It's like, I don't know. You want people, like, you obviously want to be comfortable in the gym and wear what you want.
Yes.
But there's some of them, like there was one woman and it's like a low cut top, but then there's like an open window of cleavage.
Yeah.
And then there's shoulders and sleeves. I'm just like, if you just connected that top, but like there's a window of cleavage.
Yeah. So I'm going to look at your cleavage.
Right.
Like, I'm never going to stare, but like, I obviously look.
What, is this like a test?
That's what I'm saying.
It's like a challenge shirt. Like, I'm going to find out who the pervs are. No, you're not. Everyone is going to look.
Yeah, look, if my I'm not saying D everyone's a perv. Is hanging outside of my pants, I'm not going to be upset that everyone's looking. It's like, obviously you're looking.
Are you checking me out?
Yes.
What went wrong? Because you weren't paying attention. 206-803-ROCK.
Right. I mean, if you walk down the street, like, throw us down a story about being shirtless. Like, people are going to look.
The difference was, I really wish they weren't.
Yeah.
But I understood why people were looking at me. It's like, right, I'm a shirtless guy in freaking downtown
Seattle. Or it's like that naked guy I saw at the festival in the river. And he stood right at the line of his junk. And it's like, just go deeper or just have it out.
Right.
But the way the water is,
your eyes are drawn.
It's just drawn to it every
time.
Maybe it was
tickling the bottom of his.
I don't know. Same thing with this lady. Why do we have a window just for cleavage if we're not supposed to look?
I think you're supposed to look. Otherwise, why would you do it?
Yeah.
Like I said, you don't put a window to not look out of it. So, I mean, if you're putting a window in your clothing, that's where my eyes are going to go.
Yeah.
Don't look at my car. Just wash it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Wrigley Field that day, 50% of the women were in bikini tops.
That's great.
I was just trying to keep my head down and watch the game. It was bikini tops and cut-off jorts.
Yep.
Did you have sunglasses?
Yes, but I still think you can see. For whatever reason, they're not reflective, so I still think you can kind of get.
Oh, you can see them.
You can see.
They know that you're checking them out.
Yeah. And they all had baseball hats on with their hair pulled back through it. And I'm just like, can I get a hot dog, please? You know, I just need to distract myself.
I wouldn't even have seen the
bag of peanuts. Just keep my face in it.
I mean, it happened to me Saturday. My one buddy, his wife, she's a very attractive friend group.
Okay.
So, I mean, I had my sunglasses on all day.
Yeah.